Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Russia strikes Ukraine nuclear plant.
No release of radioactive material.
Civilian targets battered.
We're living in real hell.
Ex-Louisville cop learns fate.
We, the jury, found the defendant not guilty.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. On the edge of disaster, in the midst of war, a Russian attack started a fire at the main nuclear plant in Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the fire is now out, and experts say there's no radiation coming from the plant.
Tracer fire sliced across the sky as Russian firepower took a sinister turn, triggering explosions and alarm after taking aim and opening fire on the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. Ukraine's president called the assault an act of nuclear terror. The nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, reports there has been no release of radioactive material, and more importantly, the radiation monitoring systems are fully functional. The attack on the plant is part of Russia's widening and escalating campaign to destroy the country's infrastructure. But by the day, civilians are paying a heavy toll. Harrowing screams echo in the aftermath of a Russian bombardment on a residential neighborhood in the northern city of Chernihiv. President Putin says his military is trying to avoid civilian targets, but miles of sheer destruction of apartment buildings, homes, schools across multiple cities, and a death toll climbing into the thousands tell a different story.
This is Steve Futterman near the Polish-Ukraine border. Ukraine's 15 nuclear power plants were a concern from the time the invasion began. People here in Poland and other nearby countries like Hungary and Romania still remember Chernobyl in 1986 and the leak of radioactive material into the atmosphere. Leaders are condemning Russia's action. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls it a threat to all of Europe. As all this is taking place, the steady flow of refugees continues here in Poland. We saw some of the newest arrivals today here at the train station around 8 miles from the border. Meanwhile, in the nearby Ukraine city of Lviv, CBS's Chris Livsay says many people are still deciding whether or not to leave.
Roughly 1 million people remain internally displaced in a country gripped by war. This grandmother and mother wish they knew what was best for little Alvina, only 1 year old. Mm-hmm. We have democracy, says Svetlana. This is our country, not Russia's. We don't tell Russia how to live. Why should they tell us?
What has this conflict done to her future?
If our country is destroyed, what can we do? I do not know, she says. We heard explosions over our heads at the train station and all the way on the train, says Olga. You're aware you may never return home. Every day begins with a text to our relatives, says 16-year-old Dennis. We ask, are you alive?
As we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick, in Russia, there's a widespread clampdown on information.
Russia's parliament has passed a law imposing 15-year jail terms for spreading what it calls intentionally fake information about the war. Russia's already shut down an independent radio station and TV station. Now it's blocked the BBC, Voice of America, and Radio Free Europe. The BBC BBC's Russian language websites were inaccessible today. Russian President Vladimir Putin has described the West as an empire of lies.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the Biden administration is trying to tighten the economic screws on Vladimir Putin and his rich friends.
Some of Russia's wealthiest oligarchs and their families are being cut off from U.S. banking and their assets. Among those on the target list, Vladimir Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. Alisha Usmanov, one of Russia's richest men, who owns one of the country's largest private jets. And Sergei Kemezov, a friend of Putin's from their KGB days. More than a dozen other oligarchs and their families also face visa restrictions.
The White House is under increasing pressure to ban oil imports from Russia. Gas prices have soared this week with increases 30 cents a gallon or more. Adam Dager owns some stores in Fort Wayne, Indiana that sell gas. He says it's been bad for business.
It impacts your inside sales because people are less apt to even come inside because they just, you know, gave their firstborn child for a tank of gas.
The government says 678,000 jobs were created last month, the jobless rate ticking down to 3.8%. And there's word at least 45 people were killed, dozens hurt when a bomb exploded outside a mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Republicans in Florida's Senate have approved a bill that bans abortions in the state after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It goes to Governor Ron DeSantis, who has said he'll sign it. In Maryland, there's a search for the unaccounted for and for answers after an apartment building blast and fire. Mike Murillo of affiliate WTOP.
That's a sound captured by a nearby security camera of the explosion that tore through a four-story apartment building in Silver Spring, Maryland. 10 people were taken to the hospital, 3 of them with serious injuries. Half of the building now is a smoldering pile of rubble, and Montgomery County Fire and EMS Chief Scott Goldstein says,
"We do have several unaccounted for."
Louisville's mayor says there's new frustration and anger after the only police officer charged in the raid that left Breonna Taylor dead was found not guilty at his trial. Brett Hankison fired shots during the raid. None hit Taylor. He was charged with endangering neighbors. His attorney, Stu Matthews.
You go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself. Simple as that.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack has subpoenaed Kimberly Guilfoyle, the fiancée of Donald Trump Jr., cut short an interview with lawmakers last week. Well, the CDC now says 90% of us live in places where we can safely stop wearing masks. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
A good portion of the country is vaccinated, has immunity, or has immunity from prior exposure, and we have the Pfizer pill as a backup. And so with those together, we actually are comfortable that we're not going to have significant numbers of hospitalizations and therefore deaths from the virus.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's a busy time for a country music legend.
Country music darling Dolly Parton's back with her 48th album called Run, Rose, Run.
Run, run, and just keep moving. Heal the past, keep improving.
The new album features 12 original songs inspired by the characters and story of her debut novel by the same name. She worked on it with best-selling author James Patterson. Parton previewed it a few months ago, saying it's about a girl who heads to Nashville to follow her dreams of making music.
You have two choices. You can stay or run.
Run, Rose, Run, the album is out today. The book is out Monday. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Ukrainian team did make it to the Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing in time for today's opening. The head of the delegation calls that a miracle. Russian and Belarusian athletes have been barred from the games. That's the Roundup, produced by Matt Cherry and Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.